How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Active since the mid-80s, Fred Hammond is one of the most popular praise and worship leaders in contemporary gospel music. Born in Detroit, Michigan, Hammond began singing in his church choir at the age of 12. He played bass and sang with the Winans during the early 80s. Then he joined Commission later in the decade, showcasing his superb arranging, production, and songwriting skills as well as his soaring vocals. Hammond's solo career began in 1991. Through a long-term association with Verity Label, he gradually embraced an in-concert feel even on his studio recordings. Much of his output billed as solo releases or as group efforts featuring his choir, Radical for Christ. While with Verity, Pages of Life Chapters 1 and 2 from 1998, Free to Worship in 2006, and God, Love, and Romance in 2012, along with a few other titles, topped the Billboard's gospel charts. There, Hammond continued to thrive with his group, the United Tenors Project, in 2013, I Will Trust in 2014. The album entered the number one position on the top gospel albums charts the week of its release. He followed the set with a live worship journal in 2016. It marked his first concert release in 17 years. He returned in 2018 with Uncle Fred, Texture of a Man, Collector's Edition. Also a prolific collaborator and producer, Hammond has worked with a gross generational crop of fellow gospel musicians, including the Williams Brothers, Yolanda Adams, and Israel and New Breed. She possesses an arena-filling voice that she, of course, horned in church. Kelly Price has alternated with ease between contemporary gospel and soul-rooted R&B across her lengthy career. Price established herself in the early 1990s as a vital background vocalist, most notably with Mariah Carey. Towards the end of the decade, she stepped out as a solo artist with her album Soul of a Woman in 1998, her platinum-selling solo debut. While she could have easily left supporting work to the past, Price scored one of her biggest hits as a featured artist on the post-breakthrough album with Whitney Houston's Heartbreak Hotel, her first Grammy-nominated recording. The singer, who is also a songwriter and producer, has since released 5 additional top 10 R&B albums, from the platinum Mira Mira in 2000, Sing, Pray, Love, Volume 1 in 2014, and then she entered the 2020s with Grace in 2021. Have you ever wondered how Christmas is celebrated in countries like Nigeria? Well, it's a family event, a time when lots of family members come together to celebrate and have fun. Most families that live in the cities travel to the villages where their grandparents and older relatives live. Many families will throw Christmas parties that will last all night long on Christmas Eve. Then, on Christmas morning, they go to church and give thanks to God. Homes and streets are often decorated. Most homes will have artificial Christmas trees. Children love to play with firecrackers at Christmas. The church choir may visit church congregation members and sing Christmas carols to them. Christmas cards are sent to friends and family members. Presents are exchanged amongst family members, and some families may take their children dressed in new outfits to see Santa Claus. In addition to serving turkey, a traditional Christmas meal in Nigeria, they also may eat beef, goat, sheep, ram, or chicken. Other dishes might include pounded yam, jollof rice, fried rice, vegetable salad, and some type of stew. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10 is Tina Campbell with Pray For Me. 9, Otis Kemp, gone back up from 10 to 9 with Everything. Dietrich Haddon has number 8. Jason Nelson at number 7 with Yahweh. Number 6, Jacqueline Carr with You Carried Me. Kenny Lewis in One Voice at number 5 with Call His Name. Karen Clark Sheard with Send It Down at number 4. Number 3, Kirk Franklin, Try Love. Number 2 is Will Smith with You Can Make It. And number 1 for 2 weeks in a row is Yolanda Adams with Church Doors. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Happy holidays. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.